An epidemiologist says it's unusual so many people in a managed isolation facility tested positive for COVID-19 if they isolated and were tested before arriving into New Zealand. Yesterday, the Ministry of Health confirmed 11 people who arrived on a chartered flight from Moscow last week tested positive for the virus, with another 14 possible cases being investigated. The cases were detected during routine day 3 testing at the Sedima Hotel. The men who are here to work on fishing trawlers self-isolated at home for 2 weeks and tested negative before leaving Russia. However, Michael Baker, a professor of public health and epidemiologist, says we shouldn't be concerned.
We're seeing imported cases pretty much every day in New Zealand. And just looking at the last few weeks, for example, we see an average of about 2 imported cases a day going into managed isolation and quarantine facilities. So obviously what we've seen here is a lot more cases in one day than usual, or found to be positive in one day. But this is just part of an ongoing pattern where we're continuing to see people who are testing positive to this virus coming from overseas. And this is just reflecting the fact that the pandemic is just intensifying in many parts of the world. And so this is going to be an ongoing issue we need to manage.
Do you think the large amount of cases in one day, and in this case in one place, will stretch the border and our health system?
Well, it is manageable unless some of those people actually become very ill, and then that is an added risk for the system in terms of managing it. But I think the wider issue is the long-term pattern, and that is that every time we import a person who is positive to this virus, that is an added risk to our system. And of course, most of the time, these cases are very effectively managed. But we are seeing from time to time a failure of the system. Over time, that risk adds up to being quite important for New Zealand.
Because these fishing crew quarantined at home for 2 weeks and they were actually tested before they came, and we've still ended up in the situation. Currently, that's not the government guidelines. Do you think the government needs to make that step and make sure that people do quarantine before they come?
Well, I think it's not people travelling from everywhere. I mean, for example, a lot of people coming into New Zealand are coming from Australia, and they're not going to need any extra precautions because transmission there is extremely low now. I mean, obviously, they're still going through the 2 weeks in managed isolation and quarantine. But even that could potentially be dropped in the future, and we could have quarantine-free travel from parts of Australia which haven't had a case for months. So, I mean, that's certainly an active discussion that's happening, and it's separate from this. But I think that travellers from countries that have a very intense pandemic, a lot of transmission at present, we need to look at steps before they travel to New Zealand to reduce that risk.
And that is epidemiologist Michael Baker.